Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 4th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Amazon shows AI-generated items. Gemini for Home arrives. Britain forces Google opt-out. WhatsApp gets business AI. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Amazon shopping app in the United States now shows AI-generated product images and collages when users search, beginning with clothing and home goods. Those pictures do not depict items you can actually buy. Tapping a generated image brings up similar real products from Amazon's catalog. Shoppers can also point their phone camera at objects for visual search through Amazon Lens Live and narrow results with text like color or brand. The company says these features are available in English only for now. Amazon is replacing its shopping assistant Rufus with Alexa for Shopping, which will answer practical questions and link to products. Gemini for Home launched in Germany as an early access program and can be enabled through the Google Home app via an invitation banner. Google Home Chief Anish Katukaran announced the rollout on LinkedIn. This smart home version aims to handle more natural language and bundled instructions, for example, dimming lights and setting the temperature to 20 degrees, or switching off all lights except the bedroom. Google says it will support richer automations and is preparing new hardware, a home speaker in June, a smart display, and third-party devices built to reference hardware. German performance is unknown. Some U.S. users reported that simple commands regressed after the upgrade.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Britain's competition regulator ordered Google to give UK publishers tools to stop their content being used in Google's AI search features, such as AI overviews and AI mode. The CMA also requires clear attribution with direct links and an opt-out from using publisher material to fine-tune models. After designating Google as strategically important in October 2025, the CMA gave Google 9 months to comply and will monitor its response. Google says sites that opt out will not receive traffic or impressions from those AI features and is testing opt-out controls in Search Console. The EU is investigating, and publishers filed a complaint in February 2026. Meta is rolling its customer support AI, Meta Business Agent, into WhatsApp globally and into Instagram DMs. After nearly 2 years of testing in markets such as India and Mexico, the agent can answer customer questions, recommend products, book appointments, qualify sales leads, and hand off chats to human staff. Meta is trialing daily briefings and insights across WhatsApp Business, Instagram Pro, Messenger, and Meta Business Suite, and plans features for market research, calendar management, product highlights, and competitive data connections. Enterprises can build custom agents tied to Shopify, Zendesk, and Shopee. The agent will appear in some WhatsApp Business premium tiers. Large firms pay by token use.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.